what can you guys do up front to help alleviate whatever may be going on back there?
Well, we just have to do our job, play hard, play consistent, and just be tough, you know, be fundamentally sound, and I feel as though we'll get the results that we want if we do those things.
Keeping Eli from getting hot means what to you guys? What do you do to keep him from getting streaky? Because he's been streaky in playoff games.
Just like any quarterback, you just have to keep him uncomfortable in the pocket and, you know, get some clean hits on him.
Their run game has flourished here of late. It's a new cast of characters. How much film study is required there? What do you know about these guys? Because they're doing it with different guys than they did back in Week 5.
You always have to be on top of your film study. It's the NFL, and expect everybody's best, especially in the playoffs. So we just, like I said, we just have to make sure we're playing at our best and just be as fundamentally sound, as tough, as consistent as we possibly can be.
What does that film study say about Perkins? What kind of runner is he?
Who?
Perkins.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's all the same. You know, they're all tough running backs, you know, and they want to pound the ball. We just have to make sure we stop it.
Like, you've been part of some teams that have come into the playoffs red hot and some others that have limped in a little bit. Is there that much of a difference? Does it feel different when one time you have a ton of momentum and one time maybe not?
Playoffs are the playoffs, and everybody's 0-0 and win or go home, and that's just all to it. You're going to get everybody's best shot, and you can throw the previous records out the window. There's teams that have went nearly undefeated and lost, and then there's teams that came into the playoffs that didn't, you know, they weren't projected to be in the playoffs and ended up winning the Super Bowl. So you just have to make sure you don't look at those things that mean they're minor. They don't mean anything. It just matters who's going to show up on Saturday, whenever the game is, and who's going to play better. That's all that matters.
Mike, this defense has allowed just over 8 points in the first half during this winning streak. Why have you guys been so effective in the first half?
You know, for us to be as effective in the first half and apparently not effective in the second half, it just means that we can get the job done. We just have to continue playing the way that we did, you know, opening the game up. Obviously, we come up with a lot of energy and, you know, a lot of focus, and we just have to make sure we keep that up throughout the rest of the game.
Remember taking the head off there, or are you still calling that? You got to keep it on now for a little
bit. Yeah, I'm still kind of cold. I'm trying to cool down, and then I didn't really have a chance to take it off. You guys all bum rushed me, so, no, but yeah, it's really cold out there.
Mike, you're a guy who gets up for, you know, every game for the
regular yes.
season. Is there anything different about the playoffs for you? How do you go about it?
No. You know, I take everything seriously. OTAs, camp, preseason, regular season, playoffs, whatever it is. You know, I feel like you have to have the same mentality whenever you step on the football field, and that's to give it your all and play like it's your last.
With that being said, you've now done this a number of times, and you felt what the lowest of the lows feels like. So every time you go back, is there an increased hunger to make a count, because it took so much to get here again?
There's definitely – I'd be lying if I said that there wasn't. And to fall short, you know, the times that I've had opportunity to be in the playoffs, definitely it weighs on you. And I know there's guys here that have won a Super Bowl, and there's guys here that Jared Cook hasn't even been in the playoffs yet. So it's truly a blessing to be here and to be on this team, to always have that fighting chance. And just looking forward to making the most of it. Sunday is going to be another great opportunity, like every week is, and – no, we're just looking to play hard and tough football.